Hello, everyone, and happy new year. Happy 2016. Welcome to my brand new show, Ask Cadian, and I am your host, Cadian Grant. I am a life transformational coach and the author of the upcoming book, Climbing Your Happiness Ladder, Shedding the Unfulfilled, Disconnected You. As a life transformational coach, I get to partake on your journey to greater levels of happiness, fulfillment, and connection. Coaching is one of my greatest love. And the reason for that is because I am passionate, really passionate about what I do. And feeling passion about anything sparks other emotions such as love, gratefulness, appreciation, forgiveness, and so on. So I am beginning my new year with feeling greater love for what I do. And for all of you who's tuning in tonight, and for that, I am so very grateful. As your coach, I am here to remind you of your greatness. I am looking forward to guiding you to authentically live through my unique coaching style and techniques. I will help you to eradicate patterns, upgrade outdated belief systems, walk through your fears, expand your perspective and perceptions, help you move through making different choices from unconscious choices to conscious choices to eventually empowering choices. Those are the choices that would change your life profoundly. We will uncover the you, the real you, the authentic you you've been looking for, and the life you were born to live. So we will begin tonight's show with a topic that lots of people do this time of year. They make New Year's resolutions. I will explain why most people give up trying to achieve them, waiting for December 31st to come around again so they can create new ones, which keeps them in this pattern of not achieving. Then later on, we will talk about fears, and I will get very brave and bold and reveal what my greatest fear is on the air. So stick with me for that. But first, I want to tell you why I wanted to become a radio show host. I wanted to do a radio show for several reasons. I wanted to find a way to do my passion and purpose more often. Because feeling passionate, like I said earlier, is this exhilarating feeling. And it's up there with feeling love, gratefulness, and forgiveness. And the more love we can feel a greater love of sense, self-love for ourselves and for others. I also wanted to expand my reach. Personal coaching is limited in terms of how many people one can help. So this radio show is a way for me to help more people move a step closer to their greatness. To remind a greater number of people of their greatness is a vision I've always had. I wanted a place where we can evolve and grow together. I have some of the same issues as you, fears and challenges. And I wanted you to know that as a coach, I am no different than you. Therefore, you're not alone in your evolutionary process. I can hold your hand and you can hold mine as we take a step closer to living the greatest life we can envision for ourselves. As you grow, so do I. And as I grow, so do you. We never stop growing and evolving. It is part of the human condition. I also wanted to create this space for you to feel motivation if that's what you need in your life right now, to find your own source of inspiration and eventually be motivated to dedicate time to your own unique path. So now let's talk about New Year's resolutions and why they are usually unsuccessful. I created a process that I use all the time with my clients and daily in my own life. It is called AID. It's capital A period, capital I period, capital D. And it stands for the three phases I talk about in my book. And they are needed for us to achieve deeper levels of success in our lives. The A in AID stands for aspiration. The I stands for inspiration. And the D, dedication. We're going to talk a lot about this process throughout this show. Aspiration is a phase where most people get stuck in. This is where they are setting goals after goals, like a New Year's resolutions, doing physical things to feel just brief moments of achievement and external happiness. The five senses are dominant in this phase, and they feel motivated through what they can see only with their physical senses. This is also the motivation phase. What most people don't understand is that motivation wears off so easily and need others and things to keep them going. It becomes a cycle, a physical cycle that tires them out. Their soul and what they came into this life to achieve is not addressed at all. The inspiration phase is where you engage your soul. But most people never unlock or unblock their own source of inspiration. This phase is from the inside out. It's internal happiness, not external like aspiration, and unique to the individual. It is the fuel needed to keep motivation going and in the right direction. This direction is steered by your soul and your life plan. You must be wondering why most people do not unlock their own source of inspiration. And that's because inspiration requires shedding the unfulfilled, disconnected you by unloading the past, its hold it has on you, through facing it, eradicating patterns, aligning to your own belief system, expanding your perspective on things so you could connect to your true self. It is seldom included in your life because it is just too painful to face. What has gotten you where you are today. So what most people do is they numb and escape to soothe the moments when they can't face reality. What's required to do is too painful for most people. And they will continue to live a life without fulfillment and connection and happiness and dedicate their time and effort to a life filled with others' expectations of them. Then in the dedication phase is a phase that's very rarely visited by most people. This phase is where you will dedicate time and effort to your own individualism and journey for the rest of your life here on Earth. This phase keeps you on track to your next level of success, happiness, and fulfillment. So let me give you an example of how this works. I want you to imagine your dream car. Just take a look at it, the physical part of it. The color, it's the color that you love. You know, what's the name of the car? What's on the bumper? What does the lights look like? What's the shape of the car? This is your dream car, so just imagine whatever. Then I want you to open the car door and sit inside and observe the interior. What kind of seats do you have? Your floor mats. Do you have heated seats? What other components of this car do you have? Do you have wooded dashboard and so on and so forth? This is your dream car. So you can make it whatever you want. Then I want you to look at the gas gauge. And right now it's at a quarter tank of gas. And you're okay. You're a little happy because you can go somewhere on a quarter tank of gas, but you just can't go very far. You will need fuel. that car sitting there right now with a quarter tank of gas is aspiration, the physicality of the car, that external happiness. This thing has made you very happy. But for you to move that car and to go a great number of distance, you need to feel that car. And that's where inspiration comes in, from the inside out. Every time you address things in your past or even currently that's a block for you, you are fueling that car. You're working from the inside out. Most people don't stay in this phase long enough, so they have little fits and starts and really don't go anywhere. And also, the direction that you're headed is not the direction they want. But once you fuel up on inspiration, once you're dealing with issues that's keeping you stuck, you're fueling your gas tank all the time. Your car is moving. It's not just moving. You are uncovering who you really are. So you're moving in the direction of the path that you're supposed to be on. You'll be in the dedication phase. And you'll be steering this car on the right path all the time. So the New Year's resolutions is so much like that. They are only aspirational. Therefore, they are steered by motivation only. And that's why right around Valentine's Day, most people forget about them, quit them or whatever, and they're just done with them because they were just on that quarter tank of gas. There was no fuel enough to keep going. It is missing a key ingredient, and that key ingredient is inspiration. And they are not on their true path either. Therefore, they cannot dedicate time to their path. So they look for others and things, like I said earlier, to motivate them. The three phases that I just talked about, aspiration, inspiration, and dedication, should work in tandem with each other. Engaging the inspiration phase will keep your car moving at all times. If you work in the aspiration phase only, which is the doing phase, it will always yield you the same results. And you will burn out and eventually give up. And without the dedication phase, which is where you're able to maintain your true path, you'll be constantly off track and once again seek only external things and happiness. And when you can't receive those things, you numb and escape your life. I want you to know that I'm taking calls, so please give me a call to share your New Year's resolutions or whatever you'd like to talk about at 888-627-6008. That's 888-620-6008. And like I said earlier, I'll be talking a lot about this process. And because this process will help you gain success in all areas of your life. So right now, I would like to take a quick commercial break. And I'll be right back to talk more about resolutions and about fears. Hello, this is Cadian Grant of Ask Cadian. And every fourth Thursday of each month, I will be facilitating a life transformation group coaching online class. This class will begin on January 28th. If personal one-on-one coaching isn't for you right now, and you would like assistance with changing your life, then I highly recommend getting started with this class. Each month, we will work on a particular theme. I will answer questions, coach, and be there for your personal development. For more information, please visit my website at www.cadiangrant.com and click on group coaching to begin your transformation. I am here to remind you of your greatness in every way. Welcome back. I am Cadian Grant, and tonight is the debut of my new show, Ask Cadian. And thank you once again for tuning in with me. And please give me a call so we can chat. If being on the radio is uncomfortable for you, or you just want to find out more about me, then I would love for you to visit my website at www.cadiangrant.com. That's www.cadiangrant.com. There are also many ways you can work with me. So when you go to the website under coaching, you'll find a variety of ways I work one-on-one with clients, from a single session to a non-committal monthly program. Or if you're looking to commit to real change, check out my Throttle programs for greater transformation in your life. As promised, I am going to confess my greatest fear here and now on the radio. And that is the fear of public speaking. It's something I've been avoiding for all of my life, and a fear that I never wanted to face. Now, you might be thinking that I am not in front of an audience, but public speaking isn't just being face-to-face with others. Regardless, I am still speaking to an audience, and that is very scary for me, because in my mind, it's as if you are physically here with me. I decided that I needed to face this fear because it has been holding me back for a very long time, and the life that I am envisioning for myself cannot manifest if I keep allowing this fear to keep me from moving forward. This is the year for me to walk my talk and do for myself what I coach my clients on. Also, this will be an ongoing topic because fears are dream killers and path deterrents. So let me give you a little background about fear of public speaking for me. I am from the island of Jamaica. I came to this country when I was almost 7 years old. And even though Jamaica's native language is English, it's a little bit different than American English. So when I came to this country, I had a very heavy accent. I was already a very shy child. Very, very antisocial. And on top of that, I was taken from an environment, brought to a new country. And even though I was living with my parents, I hadn't lived with them for almost 7 years of my life. They were already here. So new environment, new people, new language, everything on a seven-year-old is very difficult. So when I was in school, I will never raise my hand because the first time I spoke to someone and I spoke in my native language, I was laughed at. So what happened was I clamped down. I just didn't speak. And even if I knew the answers in class, I just wouldn't raise my hand. I was terrified. And this went on for years. And the first time I had to do an oral report in school was very terrifying. So I didn't do it. I took the zero. I always found ways around not speaking in front of people. And that went on for years. I was hoping I never had to address it. But of course, you never know where your life will take you. So some of the symptoms for me when I am nervous to speak in front of others is my voice starts to quiver, and you might hear that a little bit throughout the program because I'm a little nervous. And I turn beet red. I used to. That used to happen to me. Now, as a coach, one-on-one, I'm fine. When I'm talking to someone on the phone, Skyping, or in person, or even a tiny group, I'm okay. But a large number of people scares me to death. So I decided I really needed to address this fear. Fear is not something we want to kill. We shouldn't want to get rid of it because, quite frankly, you can't. It is not there to harm you, to scare you, or to keep you stuck, even though that's what it appears to be doing. Fear is there to remind you of your greatness, to remind you of who you really are, what your purpose is, and what you have come into this life to achieve. Killing it isn't an option. Not just because you can't do it, it's because you will kill your purpose and your dreams. You can walk through it, and eventually, when you get used to it, you'll welcome fear and allow it to walk with you. As at times it will diminish or sit dormant until it is ready to reveal itself again. Whenever it's time for you to achieve a deeper level of happiness, for example, it will tap you on your shoulders once again, reminding you that your happiness doesn't end here. It wants to go to another level. I am not talking about a phobia here, such as fear of spiders. Arachnophobia will not keep most people from wanting to achieve success. You will go out and want to live your life with that fear. That's just a phobia. I'm talking about a fear that keeps you from achieving that success, from living the life you came here to live. And that's what public speaking was doing for me. So how can you walk through your fears that's keeping you from your greatness? There are three things you can do. One, stop avoiding it. Stop avoiding it. You must turn to it, face it, look at it, admit to it, accept it. You just have to simply admit that you have this fear. And I had to do that. I had to admit, not just to myself, but to others, that this is scary for me. That's part of the diminishing process. That's part of avoiding it. Second, you can take action. Action allows you to move towards it. It begins the diminishing process. The action of moving towards it can come in any form. For example, let's use my fear of public speaking. A couple years ago, I started to go to Toastmasters, and I would just sit and observe what was going on. I wouldn't participate. But me sitting there began this process. And eventually, I started to partake in some of the things. I was taking baby steps. And just recently, I visited several clubs. And just recently, I found a club I really liked, and I joined in December. That's me taking a bigger step towards it. Step by step, I'm doing this. And as you're taking more and more steps and more and more actions, as I did, fear will reveal to you what it really is, and that is faith. To live an extraordinary life requires you not knowing the answers, outcomes, and specifics of what that means. You just know that an extraordinary life exists for you. Little by little, things will reveal itself as you continue down your life's path. That is faith, the act of believing and trusting without proof that this thing, this extraordinary life does exist for you. Then the fear that you dreaded so much will become the faith you hold on to. Third step, keep going. Keep going, keep going. How do you know you must continue down this path? How do you know to keep going? By your feelings. Not your feelings about the fear, but your feelings about the direction you are headed in. Even though I was terrified of public speaking at one time, terrified, my feelings for helping a large number of people outweighed my fear of public speaking when I started to move towards diminishing it. Little by little, I sought out ways to diminish this fear. And the more passion I felt on my journey, the braver I became. And every corner I turned without knowing what was around it, my passion increased and the love of helping others increased too. So I'm going to Toastmasters. I've joined. Those are my steps. So next year, I have lots of speeches to give. I will do my first speech in a couple of weeks. I am doing table topics as well. And table topics are off the cuff, 1 to 2 minute speeches. You don't know what the topics are until you get up there. And you have 1 to 2 minutes to say something. And so I'm participating in that. And also, not just the communication part of Toastmasters, but there's also leadership part as well that I'm participating in. I started to do small group meetings. And my biggest step here is talking on the radio. It's a big hurdle for me. So once again, please remember, I'm taking calls. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear about your New Year's resolutions and how we can get clear on that and how you can continue its momentum. I would love to hear about your fears and let's see how we can begin diminishing that for you or anything you would like to ask me. I am here. Also, please remember to visit my website at www.cadiangrant.com. That's www.cadiangrant.com. And you can also email me at cadianrg@gmail.com. Besides one-on-one coaching, I also do group coaching online. And every fourth Thursday of the month, beginning this month, I will host a life transformation group coaching online class. It is a great way to begin change and transformation in your life if you're not quite sure about one-on-one coaching. I also do customized group coaching. And customized group coaching is designed to bring about more authentic connection with people we interact with on a regular basis. A group you're involved with, family members, tribe, we call it sometimes, childhood friends, college friends, former or current work colleagues. Or if you're just part of a group that has a common interest, you know, you guys get together because your common interest is coaching or Reiki or something of the sort. In customized group coaching, I will help build authentic, fulfilling, and more enjoyable relationships through facilitating more authentic conversations. So please visit my website. Once again, that's cadiangrant.com for more information. And please call in. I am dying to talk to you. And right now, we're going to take another break. I'll be right back. You must be wondering how you can succeed in your life. Succeed in a career field that is saturated. Succeed in finding an intimate relationship. Succeed in losing and keeping the weight off. Or achieving financial success. In my online workshop, Developing Your Own Formula for Success, you will no longer be wondering, but instead be on a path towards believing and eventually achieving your heart's desires. This workshop begins February 11th and currently has an introductory special rate for 2016. Visit www.katieandgrant.com and click on workshops for more detailed information. And while you're there, check out my weight loss webinar beginning in May if losing weight has been a struggle for you. You will learn why eating right and physical exercise alone isn't the key to losing weight. I am here to remind you of your greatness. And welcome back to Ask Katieann. And I am Katieann Grant. The call-in numbers to speak live on the air in U.S. and Canada is a toll-free number, and that's 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And outside of the U.S. and Canada, the direct number is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. Please pick up the phone and call me. I would love to chat with you about anything you want to talk about. So before we took the break, I was discussing fear and how to diminish it, and I gave you an example. My personal example, my greatest fear is public speaking and what I have been doing to diminish that. So you can say that diminishing my fear of public speaking is kind of a New Year's resolution, or others call it goals. You know, it's a goal of mine, and that's correct. It's been a goal for a couple of years now, and every year I move a step closer to diminishing this fear. The reason I don't lose momentum with this goal is because it is driven by my soul and connected to the life that I can envision for myself. So how does this process work, this process of eight, work with what I am doing? Oh, and before we get into that, Karina's on line one. Let's talk to Karina.
Hello?
Hello, good night, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just calling to congratulate you on your show, and I'm glad that you're getting over your fear of public speaking. My question to you is, you said that once you get over your fear, you will realize this is faith. Is this the same faith that they preach about in church, or do you differentiate this faith from what we are accustomed to?
Yeah, well, the true, whether it's in ideology or not, faith is just the act of believing and trusting without proof. That's what it is. And whether you're in a religion or not, that's just the gist of what faith is. And when we think of fear, it's so scary for us. And we think it's this boogeyman that's about to jump out of the closet and get us, and we stay stuck. If you can remember as a child, you know, when you're in the dark and you're scared, if that ever happened to you, right? And you're just scared for no reason, right? Because there's nothing in the room with you but the darkness, and you're afraid. But if you were to just turn on the light, you realize that there's nothing there, you know? You're just scared of really nothing. So fear is something like that. Our fear is really to guide us towards our greatness, or our next level of our greatness. And it's, if we can look at it as not something scary and keep moving with it and invite it in, it is really showing us what kind of life we, what the type of life we want to live. And to live that type of life, you have to overcome certain things. So for me, it's public speaking. For others, it might be something else. And because we are all uniquely wired differently, you know, we're wired uniquely. So for me, that's what it is. So if I just continue down this path and keep going, every time I make a turn, I realize that it is really not that scary. It is really, I was really, you know, there's nothing to be scared of. And because whenever I make that, I turn a corner, it feels so good to me. My soul is involved. I am fulfilling my dream of helping others.
Okay.
It motivates me to continue.
Good, good, good.
You know? So fear is really just calling you to say, hey, Karina, come on. There is something great up ahead here. And if you don't stay stuck, if you just take simple, simple steps towards it, you will realize that it really isn't that scary. So this radio show for me is a big step. I am really feeling good about it because I'm settling down. I'm relaxing now. And it didn't seem doing a radio show a year ago was terrifying to me. I was petrified. 6 months ago, I was kind of getting over it. 3 months ago, I'm getting better, you know, and even today, it wasn't so bad. About 20 minutes before the show, I felt anxiety a little bit because it's the first time. But now, but now that I have done it, it's like, oh, it really is not a boogeyman waiting to jump out the closet to get me. What I'm feeling is, what I'm feeling is that I am talking to people and hopefully I can motivate them and inspire them to transform their lives.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So I hope that helps.
Yes, it did. Once again, congratulations and thank you for your answer. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year, Karina.
Happy New Year to you too. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Great question, by the way. Great question. Fear is so much, we think of it of so much like the boogeyman, but it really isn't. And if we can get that image or thought out of our heads, we will continue. We will keep moving forward to our greatness. So before I took the call, I was going to talk about the process of eight and how it relates to my fear of public speaking. The aspiration phase, the doing part, that's the motivating part, are the action steps I'm taking towards diminishing the fear. That's joining Toastmasters, that's doing my main speeches, participating in the table topics, you know, just participating in Toastmaster. And then, like I said earlier, starting up this radio show. You know, I've made a commitment now. I told friends and family about it, put it on social media, in my newsletter. Kind of hard to turn back. So I had to be here tonight, you know, because I did that. And because I want to, I really reach a point in my life, I do not want this fear to hold me back anymore. So what's fueling the aspiration phase here, what's driving the car, the inspiration phase, if you remember, is my soul's purpose in this case. My passion for helping others is greater than my fear of standing in front of an audience. This is the reason I am able to continue in the direction of this fear. When the new year came in, I was a little excited about the radio show and other things I was accomplishing surrounding this fear. And without thinking, I found myself saying out loud when the new year came in that I love public speaking. I love public speaking. I love public speaking. Even a month ago, that thought hadn't crossed my mind. But now it's in my awareness. I am no longer terrified. And I no longer say things such as, I hate public speaking. I am certainly not over the fear. Remember, we can't kill it. we can only diminish it. And it keeps diminishing for me. And because of that, as I continue to jump each hurdle towards it, my tune has changed. I love public speaking. Not doing my life's purpose feels like death to me, not public speaking. That's more important. This feeling of doing what's right for me, what makes me happy, allows me to dedicate time and effort to this path that I'm on. It doesn't feel hard or confusing anymore, but instead it feels exactly right. That's the third step to keep going, for you to keep going. It feels exactly right. This is a New Year's resolution I know that won't lose momentum, because you can never lose momentum when your soul is involved. And we just have a little under 5 minutes left. I'm still taking calls. Remember, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Let's talk about your New Year's resolution, your fears, or anything that's on your mind. So I wanted to say, as I was speaking to Karina, I wanted to say how great I am feeling right now about this show as we are coming to a close. This is a big hurdle for me and another step in moving in the direction of diminishing my fear of public speaking. And Megan is on line too, and I would love to speak to Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hi. Well, I agree with Karina. Congratulations on your show. And I want everyone to know that you are a wonderful coach, and I appreciate and I'm so grateful to be a client. And I have a question about the connecting to passion that you were just talking about, because you so clearly have, and I know it's something that I'm working on, and so I know you're getting shorter on time, but can you say a little bit about how to connect with that passion or how to start that?
Yeah, so we get disconnected from who we are really early on in life, and it's nobody's fault, really. It's just that we are born into a certain culture or to a set of people or an environment, and we get all these influences and we get disconnected from who we really are, you know? So as this continues throughout your life and people are telling you what their expectations are of you and what you should be doing and this is right for you, you lose sight of your soul. You just get disconnected. And so this will go on for years, you know, and what happens is the universe wants you to be happy. It wants you to be authentically happy. So you get experiences to help you make choices towards your soul. And so as you start to uncover who you are through unloading, a lot of people has past issues they have to get rid of. They have to eradicate patterns. They have to, you know, upgrade their belief system. You know, they no longer believe what their parents believe. As they get brave and do this, what you're doing is you're uncovering who you really are. And when you do that, you will find out for you what excites you, what passion is, and what your purpose is. Did that help?
Yes, thank you. That was really helpful to hear. And again, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So we just have about a minute left, and I wanted to say I didn't get to everybody. So sorry. Please call in 2 weeks. This is a bi-weekly program. And, I have 4 minutes left. Okay. So I can take another call. Violet from New York.
Hey.
Hi.
Good evening.
How are you, Violet?
I'm calling from North Carolina. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi.
I have a question. And listening to all the other callers on the phone, my first of all, I have several goals that I'm going to accomplish, and they started today. and it's the baby steps, which was difficult even the first day, but I know I'm going to get through it. But my main question is, how do you know the difference of you trying to convince yourself that you belong somewhere or knowing in your soul you belong somewhere?
How do you feel? How do you feel when you're engaging in this place you're talking about? How do you feel?
Oh, I feel excitement, confidence, and it's as if I really cannot sleep because I see images of what's going to be if I stick with it. But then
yes,
there are times when doubt comes in and I start to second guess and saying, is this really where I'm supposed to be? Or is it because that's what I want it to be?
Right.
So there's a slight difference in my mind with that.
Yes. So two different things are happening to you right now. That excitement, that exhilaration you're feeling, that's the feeling you want to follow. And if that's the feeling you have, that's the direction you should go. Of course, doubt and worry and those things come in, but that doesn't negate what you want to do and the direction you're headed. For instance, this show, I was really nervous before coming on and anxiety and all that sat in. But my true feelings about what this is about and what I want to accomplish outweighed that. So the anxiety is there, but I love what I am doing. Okay? And if that's the feeling you're getting, if you're feeling good about it, then you go in that direction. You follow that direction. Your feelings will always tell you, will always, always tell you, Violet, which direction you need to go in.
Okay.
And that would give you, and that would keep the momentum going of these goals for you, these New Year's resolution or goals. That's what would keep the momentum going, is your feeling of those accomplishments. It's coming from within, and it's going to fuel you. It's going to fuel the motivation.
Okay,
so I hope that helps. Thank you so much for calling in.
It is.
And
yes, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good new year.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
And quickly, let's talk to Omar from New York on line 3.
Hello.
Hi, Omar.
Hi, doing Katie, and congratulations on your show.
Thank you so much. What can I do for you?
Okay, one of my fears is death.
Fear of death, right?
Yes.
Yeah, fear of death. Why do you fear death?
Well, it's a scary feeling, you know. You don't know what's expected on the other side. You don't know what's the proper word am I looking for? You don't know what's waiting for you on the other side.
What's waiting for you on the other side? So you're really afraid of what's waiting for you on the other side.
Yeah.
Well, I just have a few minutes left. So the first thing I want you to do is to just get comfortable with the fear of death, because it will eventually happen. You know, you just have to just get comfortable with that.
We almost die.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so you just have to get comfortable. You can't avoid it. I know you've known people that's passed on.
Yeah.
Right? And do you see them as being in an uncomfortable situation? Do you think they're okay on the other side?
I've seen people suffering. I've seen people
on the other side, you see them suffering, or did you see them suffer before
both,
death?
Both.
Okay.
Before death, you know. I've seen people suffer before death, and then you don't know if they're still suffering. You know, they will say people they're not suffering anymore, but you don't know if that's true.
You don't know if that's true. Exactly. We don't know if that's true or not.
We don't know.
But can you see them as that they're out of their suffering when they pass and that they're okay?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you should try that. I think you should start envisioning them being okay on the other side. That sometimes it's really difficult for some of us here on, you know, on this earth. You know, there are people, there's people that's lived their life on drugs all, you know, their whole life that haven't really accomplished their soul path. So, and when they leave here, sometimes it's kind of a relief when they go. You know, or if you see someone that was in a car accident that it was really, really bad, and when they go, you know, it's really a sense of relief for them. So if you can begin seeing them as okay, that is not scary. It's not the boogeyman on the other side jumping out to get you. If you start to entertain that idea, it will start to alleviate this fear you have of death.
Right.
And fears take time. Remember I said it's baby steps? So here's a baby step for you to take. Just start to envision that being on the other side is like heaven. It's just heaven.
Okay. Right.
You're being relieved of your suffering.
Okay.
All right. So I hope that helps. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Okay, so we're almost done here, and I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. So lovely and wonderful to hear everyone's voice. And I want to close the show with saying, I hope everyone had a wonderful entrance into this new year, 2016, and my hope for you is to achieve enormous shifts and tremendous growth this year. Shifts and growth spurns deeper levels of happiness and fulfillment, so don't be afraid of them, and remember you're not alone. I am here to help you on your journey to achieve your life's desires. Remember, we're all here to live an extraordinary life, to have success in every area of our lives, and you are deserving of that regardless of your past actions and choices. It is never too late to begin on that road to authentic happiness and figuring out who you really are. I think it is a waste of time to incarnate on this planet and just live a mundane and contented existence. Your life should be full of adventure, fun, and magic. And as you move towards your greatness by believing that all is possible for you, life will send you the clues you need to move forward. Thank you for listening, and I am honored to be part of your life's journey. And remember, I am here to remind you of your greatness. Good night.